Cody Johnson, and more of Country's Best. Chris Young is in our Recharge segment. I'll share my weekly power thought. We're going to take a time jump back into music history to the year 1986 for a country classic from a Kentucky duo. Plus, we'll get you a Power Country backstage pass with Brett Young. He'll tell us what his favorite thing in country music is. This hour of music and encouragement starts right now with Riley Green and Luke Combs singing their hit, Different Round Here.
Music you can believe in. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Bury me in Georgia. bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines. Yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day for me in that clay, remember what I told you when I die. Bury me in Georgia.
That's Kane Brown with his song, Bury Me in Georgia. Now stay close, because we're about to plug you into some inspiration with this week's Power Country Recharge song. And that's on the way next, right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store. Like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge, reflect, and get your spirit lifted. You know, sometimes in life, we find ourselves in search of something, but we're so focused on the search that we may never realize that the very thing we're looking for can actually be right in front of us. With more on that, here's Chris Young with this week's recharge song, Looking for You.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for
your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about
Country with Rich Miller.
one that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
Scott right there with Can't Have Mine. And now, this week's power thought. We all have those days when things just seem incredibly difficult and challenging. Maybe you've had more of your share of those days recently. Sometimes it feels like you just make it through one day, and then another one comes right at you, kind of like a big old powerful ocean wave that'll knock you down. I know it's easy to get overwhelmed when that happens. And the suggestion we've all heard that we should be thankful for hard days seems disconnected to the reality we are experiencing. Yet there is something really good hidden inside of those difficult days, something we might not even realize is there. We're actually growing and becoming stronger with each difficult day that we get through. We learn more from things that are hard than things that are easy. And if we can overcome the hard things, we can look back and be thankful for them. Then the good days will seem that much sweeter, and the hard days ahead will strengthen our resolve to overcome them. Here's a quote from author Shauna Nequist that says it best. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow.
Once I fall in love, then I'll be happy. But then you fall in love and there's still a hole. Once I get some money, it'll all be easy. But then you get that money and still feel broke. Once I get a little older, I won't worry. Then you get older and it don't feel like it should. I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good.
Lauren Elena, getting good. Got Brian Kelly coming up next on The Road Through Power Country. And we'll take a time jump back to the year when Halley's Comet visited the Earth for the second time in a century. And a family duo from Kentucky topped the country charts with a heartfelt grandfather-granddaughter conversation. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in a place we call Power Country.
You have choices. Up North Furniture, a full line of best craft furniture, Symbol mattresses of all sizes, and unique coordinating accessories, all found at Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday, with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 59 Thursday and 54 on Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to be taking a time jump back into the 1980s for a classic from the Judds, right after Brian Kelly sings, See You Next Summer.
Here comes that sun coming up. On this Gulf Coast town, we've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, after holding you all night. I wanna, Santa Margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All they say. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add a I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This is Santa Margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All they say, see you next summer.
That's Brian Kelly. See you next summer. It's time once again, my friend, to take a time jump back into music history.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're going back to the year 1986, when Apple Computer was born. An average home in the USA cost around $89,000 back then, and gas was just 90 cents a gallon. 6 million people were part of the gigantic Hands Across America fundraiser that year. Da Bears won the Super Bowl, and Halley's Comet visited the Earth for the second time. At the movies, we watched Top Gun and Aliens. On TV, it was Family Ties, The A-Team, and Dynasty. And that very same year, a Kentucky mother and daughter duo brought family harmony and family ties to the top of the country charts with this number one hit. Here are the Judds, Naomi and Winona, from back in 1986 with their hit, Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Lovers really fall.
Turn it up when you're feeling down.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Cross that line, girl, praying with fire, they
t-shirt in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view, no, I don't feel like me, girl, if I to me, there'd never be nobody else in that blue beach chair by my side. The sun don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone, when I lock it, it's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone, when I lock it, it's all you.
That's Parmalee with Girl in Mind, brought to you by Stony Creek Records. Got Cody Johnson on the way next, plus a backstage pass with Brett Young. It's all straight ahead, right here in Power Country, with yours truly, Rich Miller. Welcome back. I'm Rich Miller, and we've arrived at our final stop on this week's tour through Power Country. We've got a special backstage pass with Brett Young coming up, but first, here's Cody Johnson with a song called The Painter.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with. Colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never.
Bernie Johnson with The Painter. Well, right now, let's get up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things. This week, our feature backstage pass artist is Brett Young. And we wondered what Brett's favorite thing about country music is.
I think my favorite thing about country music and the country genre is the country music community. I don't know that there's a lot of other genres in music that you would call a family. I feel like, for the most part, in entertainment in general, people feel like they have to tear somebody else down in order to achieve on their own. And I love that country music is a family. Everybody knows that they can succeed and help the person next to them at the same time. And I felt that about this community from the second I got to Nashville, and it's really refreshing.
Country music folks really are kind of like a great big family. Now here's our featured backstage pass artist, Brett Young, with his hit, In Case You Didn't Know.
I can't count the times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Goodbye, Cinderella.
been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 59 Thursday and 54 on Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top off around 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98 Q Country.
This is Radio Health Journal, a weekly news magazine with the latest in health, medicine, and technology. I'm Shel Lustig.
I'm Nancy Benson.
And I'm Elizabeth Westfield. This week, have we been relying too much on medication?
I love much of what we have to offer in conventional medicine. It's just, it's often too heavy-handed for many of the common problems that people are living with.
Then how to heal plantar fasciitis before it becomes a chronic problem.
You can also have acute plantar fasciitis on top of plantar fasciosis, chronic. So you can have both acute and chronic.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
I don't have time for a cold.
Honey.
Honey.
You need DayQuil Severe Honey flavor.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious. Power through your day, medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
If you have a chronic condition or a parasitic infection, there's a medication that can help. Even preventative measures, like vaccines, have saved thousands from diseases that were once a sure death sentence. But this pharmaceutical approach is no longer used only for serious illness. Whether you're tired, have a headache, or need to lose weight, there's a pill for that. But have we become too reliant on the pharmaceutical industry to fix all of our problems?
To me, it makes sense why we came to this deep love affair of conventional medicine. And we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's why I do integrative medicine, because I love much of what we have to offer in conventional medicine. It's just, it's often too heavy-handed for many of the common problems that people are living with, which are better addressed through diet, lifestyle, exercise, stress management.
That's Dr. Tarone Lowdog, a globally recognized expert in integrative medicine. This approach combines conventional medicine with more holistic therapies like acupuncture, meditation, and herbal remedies. She says a key component that's missing from modern medicine is the relationship between doctors and patients. The standard 15-minute visit can't paint an accurate picture of a person's lifestyle and habits. At a minimum, Lowdog says this time needs to be doubled for each patient.
Even 20 minutes feels like a luxury, but 30 minutes for many of these more complex patients, it gives us time to be able to talk about diet, ask them how they're sleeping, how they're managing their stress, what are their personal health goals, what is important to you right now. And that is hard to do in a 15-minute visit. And in that 15-minute visit, when you don't have time to ask a lot of these other things, it becomes very easy to pull out the prescription pad and write a prescription. It's not just doctors, is what I'm trying to say. Most doctors are just trying to do the very best they can, but it's a system itself, which is designed for acute care management and is really ill-equipped in its current model to deal with more of the chronic problems people are living with.
Part of the integrative medicine approach is treating diseases that occur because of lifestyle factors by making lifestyle changes. Of course, certain medication can be helpful, but they shouldn't be our first line of defense. For example, people with type 2 diabetes often have metformin as the first medication prescribed to them. Dr. David Katz is a specialist in preventative medicine and public health with an expertise in nutrition. He believes a huge problem with the health of Americans is the lack of balance between exercise and diet.
The prevailing lifestyle in the United States is deficient in physical activity and excessive in food. But if we look at the food side, we basically have seas of excess. So excess calories, excess saturated fat, excess sodium, excess added sugar, excess refined carbohydrate, and a vast excess of junk where food ought to be.
Many of the processed foods we eat leave us without the key nutrients our bodies need to function, like fiber, potassium, and antioxidants. And while dietary supplements are a great resource, Katz says we should first look to change the foods we eat before adding another pill into our lives.
We could focus on lots of different nutrients that would benefit health, or we could just focus on the foods. And I recommend the latter, because if you get the foods right, the nutrients sort themselves out. And if you focus on any number of nutrients but don't get the foods right, you're still going to be missing out on something really important.
That doesn't mean that dietary supplements are completely off the table. In fact, Katz says that this kind of all or nothing thinking can be harmful to our overall health. The key is using supplements on an as-needed basis. Focus on eating nutrient-dense foods, then add in the ones that are harder to get from your diet, like vitamin D. The amount of vitamin D you need will change based on where you live and the time of year. Katz takes more in the winter, but may not take any if he's vacationing at the beach. And though almost everyone could benefit from more vitamin D, your gender and age can determine which vitamins you may need to add into your diet. For example, women have much different health risks than men.
We're more prone to depression than men. We're far more prone to autoimmune disease. We're more prone to osteoporosis, right? We're more prone to hypothyroidism. There's many, many things that women experience that maybe we're less aware of that are different than what men experience. So when it comes to supplementation, some of the big ones here are ensuring that during our time that we begin menstruating until either, you know, we cease menstruation naturally or we have a hysterectomy, is that we're ensuring that we're getting adequate iron.
Having an iron deficiency can cause extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, and can interfere with your body's ability to regulate temperature. Low Dog says women are most at risk of this during menstruation and pregnancy.
A basic multivitamin with iron is a very wise thing for women to do. If you are at a place in your life that you could be pregnant, making sure that that multivitamin contains adequate amounts of folate or folic acid is also really important because you need that on board before you're pregnant.
When you're thinking about which nutrients to add into your diet, it's important to understand which vitamins and minerals work well together and which don't. Calcium, for example, needs to be taken with vitamin D.
You need vitamin D to absorb the calcium in your diet. And we know many, many people, men and women, are low in vitamin D. But because women are more likely to develop osteoporosis, ensuring that you're getting enough vitamin D so that you can absorb the calcium and get that into your bones is important. So many women I see today, their dietary calcium intake is maybe 450, 500 milligrams instead of 1,000. And it's because we don't drink all the dairy that we used to, or maybe eat all the cheese that we used to. You know, we like almond milks and other milks that may or may not have that amount of calcium in them.
So taking a supplement can help maintain bone strength. But once vitamin D helps your body absorb the calcium, how does it know where to go? Low Dog says that's where vitamin K2 comes in.
Vitamin K2 acts almost like a traffic cop, if you will, directing the calcium in your blood to go into the bone instead of laying down inside of your blood vessels or your kidneys. So if you're taking a multivitamin, try to look for one that has vitamin K2 in it, or take a calcium, vitamin D, and K2 supplement separately, so it's all together.
However, you need to be careful when mixing calcium and multivitamins that have a lot of iron, because the extra calcium will block the iron from being absorbed.
That's why you'll often see calcium supplements taken separately from your multi, because it's a big, you know, you're talking hundreds of milligrams of calcium and you're talking 18 milligrams of iron, very small. And a lot of these micronutrients compete for transportation outside of your intestines. And so you don't want your calcium to be taken at the same time as your iron. Also, just like it can interfere with the absorption of some other vitamins, it can also interfere with the absorption of a number of medications, prescription medications. So it's best to take your calcium 2 to 3 hours apart from taking your other medications. So if you take most of your medications in the morning, you can take your calcium in the evening so that there's plenty of space between them.
One nutrient that you may be surprised to hear most Americans don't need to supplement is protein. Kat says it's really only a concern for older men.
So for the most part, we eat too much protein. Almost no Americans are protein deficient, and it's not doing us any favors. It's almost unheard of in the U.S. outside of burn units and the intensive care unit. But the healthy range of protein intake does shift over the life cycle. And men who are trying to hang on to lean body mass, and that is important, and retain muscle, which is important for functional ability, may want to be more attentive to their protein intake, quality, and quantity as they age.
Katz is experiencing this firsthand. As he's gotten older, he's noticed that his muscles aren't responding to exercise like they used to.
And these are hormonal effects and age-related effects, and we can combat them to some extent, but we can't not age. And there is an argument then that a slightly higher intake of protein and a good distribution of essential amino acids is especially helpful to men after they hit 50 and from person.